Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hello and welcome. In this week's podcast, I'm joined by Chloe Jarvis, who is also from the comms team, and we are going to be talking about the launch of a new staff app. So, welcome.
Just to start,
kind of what is the staff app and why are we doing it? What's the purpose of it?
So we're trying to encourage this new staff app because obviously there's so many people in the hospital that don't sit at a computer all day. They don't always have access to a computer. So sometimes getting information to them is hard or, you know, more challenging, and we're trying to reach them in different ways. So the staff app just enables staff to download it on their work device soon, because we're still working through that process. But more importantly, they can access it on their personal mobile phone so that they can access the key information about the trust whenever and wherever they are. So it just means information is more accessible. And soon when we have the new intranet, the app will act as a better portal to the intranet as well, so you can get the direct information straight away. It's very exciting.
Great. So what kinds of information will people be able to find on the app?
So there's like latest news and information. So if we have an urgent message, you'll find it on there, and you might get sent a push notification for that. There's wellbeing information. There's new starter information. So when you start, it will have the welcome booklet on how to access your payslip, who the key contacts are, how to get involved with things and people around the trust. So the football team, the Strava club, staff networks, etc. So it's a really nice space actually to get involved and meet people you wouldn't necessarily meet as well that work around the trust.
Brilliant. So how do people get hold of the app and how easy is it to use?
So the app is really user friendly. I'd say even if you're not very techie, you'd be able to work it out. But obviously the comms team are always here to help if you have any questions. So the app, there's like little tiles that you click on and it gives you the menu. So you can just work your way through the path that you want to follow on the app. In terms of downloading it, there is a link and a QR code on the intranet. So you can either choose to copy and paste the link to your personal email so you can click it on your phone and it will send you straight to your phone's app store. Or the QR code, you can open your camera on your mobile phone and scan the QR code and it will send you straight to the app store. If you've got an older phone, you might have to download a QR code scanner because your camera might not have that capability. But it just makes it really quick, easy and simple to download the app. Yeah,
that's very
cool.
Brilliant. So one of the challenges I know that some people have is the intranet isn't always available if you're not on site. And obviously you have to be registered as a staff member to get access. Is that true of the app as well, or is it a bit more dynamic?
So the app allows you to access all the key information that is widely accessible. So anything confidential within the trust won't be put on there because the public can access it. It's not completely restricted like the intranet is. So that's why it's quite exciting when we get the new intranet that the app can link straight to it, because then information you found on the app, you can go straight to the intranet. But currently as it stands, it does have a lot of information on it already. So go and have a look at it, download it, test it out. There will be even more when the new intranet comes in.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds like it's going to make things a lot easier for a lot of people. So do you know roughly when people can expect to be able to access it?
So it will be available in the next week or so. Go download it. Find the links. Get downloading. But also if you have any feedback or improvements that you can make, there's an option on the app where you can give feedback about the app. So yeah, if there's any way we can improve it, please do let us know.
Brilliant. That sounds great. Thank you so much for your time today.
That's right. Thanks, Anne.
So That's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.